Okay, well, this 40 Acres and a Clone Mule edition is in memory of a person who apparently changed my life, Peter Bergman of the Firesign Theater, who actually visited KUOI in 1974 and was part of the Firesign Theater. And I never really got to know the individual voices that much. They were an audio you could call it comedy, you could call it surrealism. They were fantastic long player record makers back in the late 60s and mainly in the mid 70s for their classic albums. And Peter Bergman died the Friday before spring break, something like March 9th, March 8th, age 72 due to complications of blood cancer. But anyway, we're going to play a lot of Firesign Theater mixed in with this particular show. Firesign Theater is normally a feature of the mixing and sound montaging and sound washing that goes on in 40 Acres and a Clone Mule, but it'll be more so today. Picked up those albums from the local library back when I was a kid back east. Things have never quite been the same. They're paradigm shifters. It's not comedy. Well, it's comedy. It's funny. It's funny, haha. It's funny, da-da. It's funny. Anyway. But more than anything, they're paradigm shifters. There are four members of the Firesign Theater: Phil Austin, David Osman, Phil Proctor, and Peter Bergman. And they seem pretty much egalitarian, but from a couple of the tributes I've listened to lately, it seemed like Peter Bergman was sort of the leader there. Anyway, let me get along, little doggies, into 40 Acres and Clone Mule. Hope you enjoy the sound montages and so forth and so on.
Okay. Now hitch it up and let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Follow that travel queen just going out on the highway there.
Okay, Seeker.
And you, Seeker, listen to this while there's still time.
Sending from his own mind to yours, here is Nino Savat with a psychic minute.
Can I say, hello, this is Nino the Mind Boggler with Occult in Your Head. Today, let's get into holes, the most mysterious, importantest, and vaguest subject of them all. The whole earth might be called a hole if you're on the inside looking out, and whole golden cities might be hid at the bottom of a bottomless pit. Even wholesome humans have holes, though we're hardly whole at all. In fact, we're wholly holy, as the holy book says in the Book of Holes, chapter 1, and they knew not their holes from an ass on the ground. Holes are positively attractive. Let's go inside one and see. This is a typical hole. Not a hole in the wall, but a hole like a well. Well, what the hell? That's the sun at the center of the earth, and that's where this hole leads to. What a nice warm fire. Next time, I'll think to you about gravity and its opposite, comedy. Till then, this is Nino saying, can I say goodbye?
Just hard, it'll make him primal. I was talking with Dr. One-Up. Himself.
Dr. One-Up,
you know, right, of, what was it, pimple therapy, I can't remember.
Well, the only people that like Dr. One-Up live in Duckburg, as usual.
As usual.
Just the people over there. The place is filled with, elements that are not...
I'll tell you one thing the place is full of, and that's beaners, boy. We got more beaners over in Duckburg than anything else we got there.
Now, that's just a second. That may be right, Manuel, but it is not true, because...
I don't understand your philosophical distinctions between these things, right and true. What is that all about?
Put your finger where your mouth is.
There is not more beaners in Duckburg than in Metropolis or Gotham. There is an equal share in each, for beanership is a means of philosophy. It cannot be eradicated. It is always there, just a Gotham beaner is different from a Duckburg beaner.
Have you ever been to Metropolis, man? All those people, those faceless people marching around in those silly uniforms with clocks around their necks. And those buildings all look like they were designed by a 19... 1930s movie designer, you know? And then those big hands on the clock that they move back and forth is a terrible place. No beaner would put up with that for long. They all move to Dugberg, I tell you, if they can get across the bridge.
That is not true. There are beaners who live in the basement of the Chrysler building. Literally thousands of...
You're kidding,
man. Really? No, I'm not kidding. And they are smoking great stuff. Because really? No one can get to them.
Boy, I bet you they have some dances for those faceless robots sometimes that blow their minds, if you can call those minds.
The lucky thing is that the buffaloes all live in Gotham, because actually they eat more meat in Uruguay than they do anywhere else in the world, followed by New Zealand, Argentina, and Australia. We're only fifth in meat eaters. France and Canada follow the Gulf behind. Let's go over to Duckburg for dinner.
Listen, you know who they made the king of Duckburg? This week we hold a Mardi Gras in Duckburg.
A Mardi Gras?
Yeah, we... No, not a Mardi Gras. Not a... You don't want to grab the martyrs. They're nice fellas. You don't want to do that. They went through a lot to get that way.
That's right. Anthony Quinn was the martyr of his town. Wasn't he?
He was the martyr of his country. Listen.
That's right.
I got to tell you about our friend and yours, Mr. Eddie Campos. He's the fella who you will all remember drove up on the front lawn of the Ford Motor Company assembly plant in Pico Rivera on the outskirts of Metropolis. He poured gasoline on his big car, which was a 1970 Continental Mark III, which cost a lot of money. He said, I had saved up for it for 5 years to buy that car new, and it turned out, he said, to be a lemon.
You know why I was a lemon, I tell you. The windows didn't work. And then after that, I had to take it into the shop because the air conditioning didn't work. It is a lemon.
It's a lemon, man. You know what he said?
What did I say?
He said, you said, are you here?
Yes.
I was there.
You were there?
That's
is that
my brother,
him?
Raphael. Am I not him?
Do you claim to be him?
Sure, I claim to be him.
Yeah, that's him.
Okay. He stakes his claim with me. Now get on with your
quotation.
Did you
truly say I couldn't get any satisfaction?
I said, yeah, I put it another way, and that was a hit record for us in 1969, I think, you know.
He worked on
do you think it was 1969, or do you think it was a hit?
I don't know. I can't think hit or myth tonight.
Association of St. David Osmond started in the summer of 2010, the podcast revival of the radio. Thanks for everything, Peter, and I do mean it. Were it not for you and your friends,
the air conditioning was on and was useless.
Yes, this is true. The car didn't work, in other words. Your car, you could drive around in it, you know, but it was hot and the windows wouldn't work. So what kind of a car is this, you know?
Did they make fun of you when you brought in the car?
Sure, man, all the crazy white people and the television announcers, they all made fun of me, you know. But a beaner, he knows what he buys a car for. You don't buy a car for the engine. Any car, a 53 Chevy has an engine, you know. But you want to buy it for the air conditioning and the windows, and it didn't work.
Windows don't go up, it's worthless.
What
is
the fun is driving a car around? The streets are all filled with other cars.
That's right.
You can't go fast anywhere anymore except in Duckburg.
In 1909,
but then you have to drive around those little balloon cars.
About 26 million horses traveled some 13 billion miles, and 3,850 people were killed in accidents involving horse-drawn vehicles. This gives the death rate of over 30
per million.
It takes
a village to raise the dead. I'm Lord Eddie Beaverbrook, owner and chief insomniac at
Unconscious Village.
And it's the last day of our last day's sale. So read 'em the gospel, Slick.
Thanks, boss. Hey, put yourself down under this. It's a horn dog of Babylon, struggle snuff, smother set, and sulfur slack claw.
You'd prophesy the price at $1,000, but read my forehead. 666-66!
Rise now, for I come to your bedroom with my long rod to measure you for the last bed you'll ever need.
Okay, Loach, we got them all. You tell them, little Eddie.
I said it, Dad. I'm up to my gonads in Rapture Softs, Christian Slaters, Lamb of Gods, Downey Juniors, and Seven Sillies
at Unconscious Village.
All right, it's all right.
I have an address.
Recorded, right? Do you have an address?
I have an address where one can send away and buy the best hashish and cannabis indus. Krishna Lama, 9465 Kula Tol, Bedisan, Kathmandu, Nepal. No repeat.
No repeats, no that's repeat. It. You aren't saying anything more.
Best hashish and cannabis in
the world. Did anybody win the contest yet?
Oh, did anybody win the contest? No, we have a few letters. We have been having letters from lots of people.
Nobody.
Here's one, for example,
yet.
Gentlemen.
Never lower Tilly's pants, Mama might come home, commonly thought to mean Vietnam is a TV show, actually is slang for Spyros gesticulate electrically.
No.
That's not it, and neither was anything else.
The witch twins, the clone! Well, the answer may surprise you, but not...
Salamander. Salamander. If you say this enough, a terrarium should slowly start to form around you, within you, without you.
Surrounded by a thin, thin, thin all-digital shell, and inside, it's delicious. In fact, these are the only genuine, genetically modified semi-organic whole beef halves endorsed by the Fire Sign Theater themselves. Don't believe me? I wouldn't. Just ask this one here.
Well, you know, Harv, the greatest thing about these little honeys is now... Here, look at this. Just pull the wings off, and they don't scream too much. They're the perfect snack for Todd or Maude to accompany the next broadcast of the Fire Sign Theater Fools in Space on Eggs M Satellite Radio.
And when would this be heard? A Clem?
I don't know, but I'll bet this announcer does.
The richly textured sounds of the Fire Sign Theater's Fools in Space can be heard Saturdays at 9 p.m. in the East, 6 p.m. in the West, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. in the East, 12 p.m. in the West, and Tuesdays at 3 p.m.
I mean, I guess you could come in from Mississippi or Alabama, and that might be a step up from standard of living. I think it's Molly Ivins who says, thank God for Mississippi.
Why buy a club, Georgie? Now that you're out of high school, come here to the bank and find out what to do for the rest of your business life. I'd like to ask a question.
Why die?
Why buy a farm?
Mr. Jones, why should I buy a farm?
I'm glad you asked. Some men buy farms for a livelihood, some for preservation of investment capital, and some for speculation. Other men want farms because of a strong desire to return to the modernized version of the environment they lived in and enjoyed as a boy.
Fire flowing through the estate over your grandmother's
Hello, dear friends.
This is Eric Burke. Yes, they did take away our music. But now you can have it back on these three wonderful voice prints of the 60s. All your magic memories of flying over the music capitals of the world will come rushing back with the first twang of a lead guitar. Now listen to all the monsters of the 60s at once. The Rolling Who, Derek and the Taylors, Clive Beadle, Bing Crosby, Stills, and Ogden Nash. Songs like I've Got My Hand on Your Mouse, Helicopter 59, Tight Shoes, I'll Be Gumping You, and hundreds of others. Goodness gracious, great God Almighty, it's like having Now right in your living room. So don't wait till the midnight hour. Send 15 seconds in code or credit to Rock and Roll Memory Bank, Hong Kong, New York, York.
We'll be right back.
Sweet dry crystallized sugar, 2 pounds potatoes soft with yellow skin, and of course wine of sufficient quantity. Now, we are now ready to begin. Step one, the peeling. Take it off. Take it all off. Oh, thank you. Now step two. Intricately, ladies, gently. Disengage and take the potatoes into small dimensions, like this. Let them to cook during 10 minutes in boiling wine and hot oil, lightly perfumed. Oh. I'm using my favorite wine, of course, on the Thunderbird label, Nippon Cadet Hot 69. Now, step three, ladies. Test them. And hold the potatoes in cold water to make goose pimples. Good. Now, test them again. Then, and this is very important, that you do it loving them. You must eplush them. Finally, slip them into a casserole. Cover it with this crystallized sugar. Oh, entire potatoes, please. Remember now, cover them with water and let it set for sufficient time to be very sweet, just until the potatoes become transparent. Serve them cold, like dessert. That's it, ladies. Eat hearty. And until next week, my Sylvan beauties, this is the Fresh Chef. Saying bon appetit.
Ginsburg!
Supermarket! Attention, all money savers in the Richmond, Syracuse, Tri-City area, and all you wonderful people out at Ed Siegelman's Ground Zero Equal Opportunity Apartments. Yes, our manager, Darwin Paul, has opened up his pants early this Christmas to let you in for the biggest in unhealable deep cut discounts! Now, the Pre-Made Beans, Giant Hypo Size, $2.47. Ma Rainey's, Moleskin Cookies, Buy the Tin at $1.87. Save on Peach Bits, this week only, see our boy at the back. own food for the doggy? Well, doggone it, we've got all six varieties of Martyr Brand, Kidney, and Bebop. Talk to Charlie Crane Pool and Stan at our liquor department about choice USDA food.
Come on, bring up Lucky's Drink and Easton Balls.
This is terrible, Knox. Wait a minute. Wait, Bunny. I gotta get out, Bunny.
Hey, who are you talking to? Well, I gotta get off. Hey, we gotta learn to sing the song and look good at the parade. Here we go, Bunny Knox.
Knox? Listen, Knox. Hey, listen. There's a bunch of crows in here, Knox. Knox, I didn't know that he raised crows. Knox, everybody's turning blue.
Oh my gosh.
And we're moving on our road. I just sit down here on this moss and keep from falling over on that crow.
No, he's being eliminated.
Knox.
Oh, poor Ark. How am I ever going to catch up with him? Oh, Mr. Ark? I'm sorry. I didn't know you were busy.
Oh, shit.
Are you broadcasting? Just get out.
Hey, wait a minute. Is that your bus, kid?
Oh, sure. There's plenty of us to see. There's a couple of Cerebus jump into the hole.
Okay, you know? Well, look. Can it pull this trailer?
This one, I guess so.
Okay. Now hitch it up and let's go.
Okay.
Follow that travel queen just going out on the highway there.
Okay.
You sucker. Listen to this. Still time.
What's the best food for my dog?
Give him what every dog loves to eat. Cat.
Cat?
No, I'm serious. There's enough proteins and minerals in a teeny kitty's body to keep a big dog healthy and happy all day. And there's a full litter of kitties in every can of my Mr. Liverface dead cat dog food.
Well, that's all right for our little doggy Ronnie, Mr. L. But what do we feed our cat?
Dog.
Not Ronnie.
Not Ronnie, Whitebait. But there's a full pound of ground pound hound in every can of Mr. Liverface dead dog cat food.
We'll take one of each.
You are one of each. Oh, dog cat, dog, your cat food. They run to my yard, I walk with a stick, and I hang them on the
Thank you. cities might be hid at the bottom of a bottomless pit.
They dig in holes that humans have holes.
Though they're hardly hole at all, in fact, they're wholly a hole.
As the holy book says, they put the holes in the water. And they know not their holes, but as the drum. This is a typical hole. Not a hole in the wall, but a hole like you were. Well, what it is, that's well. What it is.
There's nowhere to go. It's just dream, daydream, talk, sure, hard luck show. His lips a fountain, his daylight sparks. He's a shotgun, schoolyard, streetwise, white hot kid. Little whip, dream, phone call, breakdown, William King, fist. Mind a countdown. His daydream sparks. I need 3 years to clear these thoughts. Hey, I'd like to say I knew one true thing. It feels like years and all I've done is fought. And not turned.
Thank you.
sun at the center of the earth. And that's where this hole is.
I'm coming on! I'm I recall your phone being off. Okay. All right. You pick up the paper off the dock. Yeah, probably would be. I recall picking the paper up. And I know it's hard to describe your case, but actually what I saw.
Christmas lights and houses. You've been wearing them electric belts?
Yes, oh.
Or do they do anything for your manly virility? They do.
Yes, oh, I've been.
How many of those can you get for like $10, which is what I got to spend on them? Electric belts, that's what I want.
Well, here's a $2.95 Bourne's vapor bath.
No, that's
not good. You like our brown bath cabinet on the tour. Maybe a new coil sheep do.
I think that you should have some.
Do you have any Mohawks?
Mohawks.
Sounds for goodness sakes. Life in Tubbles. Cherry.
Times have been hard. We sent out for an order of slugfesters, and we got back instead those car hooks.
Well, listen, maybe Timmy's got the dropsy on his eyes.
Tell me something.
Yes,
I understand
I'll tell
that
you
your grandmother strung out.
Strung out, yes.
Yeah, I walked by her house the other day. I noticed she's walking around. She's got all clothes hanging on all the lines. I've been out there for over a month.
Would you sing the neighbor song with me now?
Is that what it is? That's she's walking around the house naked, you know.
That's right, we've been on the river.
Lying in a rice field with a Tommy gun in hand. Shoot the nasty Yankees who have come on to take our land. Our costume basic black up north, it's all the rage. While all that olive green dab wouldn't make the fashion page.
Yo hee ho, yo hee ho. An evil army of advisors, late worm got the early risers.
They bomb bombs in Agent Orange, I'm just singing in the rain. Punji sticks and bamboo splinters work much better making pain. Give me lots of death and torture, give me lots of gore. We may have lost the battle, but we haven't lost the war.
I am not a man of violence, I don't want to use my fists. We can settle this real peaceful.
Don't you think that we should talk and try to work it out? Cambodian girls are hip, I like their smiling faces. And Laos girls are oh so sexy, tribute to the races. But I'd trade them all today and give up all my money if I could just be home with my Vietnam honey.
Odie and his crew took a ramp into you and set up ship to go to Hades. Odie poured a drink offering for all souls and prayed to the empty shells of the dead.
Ada, that's a sporty jacket, where'd you get that tie? Are those shoes real alligator? Do you like apple pie? So this is your democracy, it's very, very pretty. But I think I'll be going now, back to Saigon City. Where'd you put my brain today? Am I dead or am I gay? Where'd you put my brain, you fool? Am I dead or am I cruel? In a rice field with a Tommy gun in hand. Shoot the nasty Yankees who have come to take our land. Our costume basic black up north, it's all the rage. While that olive green drab wouldn't make the fashion page.
Yo ho, heave ho. Yo heave ho. An evil army of advisors, legworm got the early risers.
Napalm bombs and Agent Orange, I'm just singing in the rain. Punji sticks and bamboo splinters works much better making pain. So give me lots of death and torture, give me lots of gore. We may have lost the battle, but we haven't lost the war. V-5-4-4, a bomb for you to go destroy. Be you alive or be you dead, at least you tried to stop the red menace from consuming good and taking over the neighborhood. Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you be my neighbor? Cambodian girls are hip, I really like their smiling faces. And Laos girls are oh so sexy, tribute to the races. I'd trade them all today and I would give up all my money if I could just be home now with my Vietnam honey. Where'd you put my brain today? Am I dead or am I gay? Where'd you put my brain last night? Am I black or am I white? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you be my neighbor? You're hip, so am I. We both eat ham and Swiss on rye.
Something in the way you look, and makes me wanna climb up.
Again, you're not the professor anymore, you get
I'm
out.
Not. This is a free university, you bum.
All right, if I'm not the professor anymore, then who's the professor?
Well,
who
look,
wants to wear the hat?
Sort of
who wants to carry on the great tradition of education? Oh. You bums, you
I'm
kids.
I'm dropping out. I am running for president. President of the United
Do
States.
Do I have to listen to this?
Leadership and power is deformed and abnormal.
I hear it.
Power must be the element in all the people.
Thank you, Jesus.
Leadership must be addressed to all the people. And the president must be curious to lead them.
Sure.
Keep power as an atmosphere, an in and out stream. Our good feelings about some really fine growth. Apply leadership to life-giving, greater existence, and rapid growth.
Japanese.
Sincerity of power and the leadership with enthusiasm.
Eats electricity.
The people's desires are simple.
Lasers stop him, not whole towns in water.
They need no fears, no hate, no doubt.
Visions of ending.
No envy to waste their power on.
All town surprise.
They want poise, enthusiasm, sincerity, like their body of power. As a wonderful backbone.
Deer and cattle fall down together, no meat.
To make life whole. To indicate the magnitude of life. Then to change this power into leadership. Power makes our wants in taps and shakes.
Thank you, Robert.
That's crafts and proportions.
Thank you, Bob.
Leadership positions our body in our hands.
Thank you, John.
And our wants
at this moment.
Thank you, Manny.
Perhaps a source in waiting for the electrician or someone like him. For the politician's speech about three quarters of the way through the record.
Power like a drum and leadership like a violin. All doubt needs is the change of ideas. Take enthusiasm as an example. Enthusiasm has the ideas of certainty, faith, realize, and optimism. Pick out any idea.
What are you talking about?
Compare ideas.
How would you describe democracy now?
In leadership, it revamps leadership to the
Who am I?
And inflate its power in the right element, our kind of enthusiasm.
What is reality?
I was talking.
It's as easy as a bridge.
With money.
Power and leadership like a twin.
Like
the people,
on the
as the president.
Astral plane it forever.
It's the United States of America.
Doors close in 5 seconds.
Most of all, I've been...
Pluck that duck. Who have I got to lose?
Welcome in. Now follow the rubber line to your seat.
Say, excuse me, is this window taken?
Oh, no, certainly. No, no. Take your seat. Thank you.
Oh, my
soft, isn't it?
That's really comfortable. It's just like sitting in a big hand.
Comfy? Now here's famous broadcaster Floyd Dan.
Hello, Globetrotters. While we're still on the ground, let's look around and see where we are. In the windows to your left, it's 5,000 feet to the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Yet now, as inevitable as dawn, the sun, arcing on its axis, rises to meet the east. Chariot racing across the high noon desert sky, only to plummet like Paul Icarus into the central, lamenting seas of the South Pacific. And even now, yet, as scary night descends upon us, we could appreciate the wonders of nature as stimulating as man's own triumphs. Let us pause.
That was our final ground stop. Ladies and gentlemen, children, bozos.
I'm a bozo.
I thought you had a kind of a big nose.
You recognized it, huh?
Yeah.
You'd like to give it a squeeze?
Oh, no.
Now, come on, squeeze the wheeze. Many people like to. Here. See, it doesn't hurt me.
No.
You know, I think we're all bozos on this bus.
Oh. My mother was a bozoette at school.
No kidding. Well, you know, my mom always said, you got to start young if you're going to stick it out.
Well, my mother didn't talk to me much.
Now, please, everyone.
Poor kid.
Lock your wigs. Let the air out of your shoes and prepare yourselves for a period of simulated exhilaration. Everybody ready?
Excuse me, I'm just gonna
get in sink
in.
For our
don't
light
not too far there.
The future
is fun. The future is there. They already have won. They already be there.
Hello.
Hello.
We're glad you made it. Welcome to the future. Millions of months passed, and 28 days later, the moon appeared. This small change was reflected best, perhaps, in the sand dollar, which shrank to almost nothing at the bottom of the pool, where even dumb amphibians like catfish laid their eggs in the boiling waters, only to be gobbled up every 3 minutes by the giant sea lions and jungle bunnies, which scared everybody. And so, in fear and hot water, man is born.
I am La Brea Man. I am first man. Wife and I live in pits. I discover pain and boredom, and how to use hands in self-defense.
I am his son. I am called Plowman. I was the first to dig the earth and make the rivers run backward. There was no stopping me or my wife.
I am his many cousins. I killed the stone.
I smelt the rock.
I bronzed the shoe.
I lay the asphalt.
Together, we made enough noise to keep the wolves awake.
I am his godson.
civilized man. I harnessed the secret of the calendar, and with the power of the week, I built the pyramids.
I am his mentor, Hippocrates. I put him through school where he learned to stand up for a principle and sit down on his own stool.
I am his father, Caesarion. I sent him away from home for something to live on and paid him to fight over it.
So now, everywhere he went, man dropped a great load of knowledge, forming a rich compost where slumbered the modifying spark of humanity. Yet it was not many years later, in the little Flemish village of Cotterdam, that the restless chemist Sir Sidney Funn right was to make that particularly momentous entry in his scientific.
It's as easy as a bridge. With power and leadership like a twin. Like the people and the president. United States of America.
Most of our acclaim comes from the fourth episode of the Farzine Theater Radio Hour Hour from February 15, 1970. I got it from the book and MP3 collection Duke of Madness Motors, assembled by Reverend Taylor Jessen, and available from Negative Land's Sealand Records, negativeland.com, or firesigntheatre.com. This contains Firesign's first 3 years of shows from 1970 to 72. The newer sounding promos for the now defunct XM radio were written and produced with the Firesigns by our very own Reverend Bleepo Abernathy, who's usually the voice that introduces the hour slot. He's deservedly proud of how well their work.
Could this be the solution to our problems, both personal and scientific? Howsoever, a devilishly natural principle of science had revealed itself. And through my quivering quill, I present it to you thus. If you push something hard enough, it will fall over. But so little did this control force that I was compelled to laugh at her.
If you push something hard enough, it will fall over. You can hear the tradition continuing every Friday morning on Negative Lands Over the Edge series on KPFA and shows from the Church of the Subgenius, like Puzzling Evidence and The Hour of Slack. Where this kind of radio survives in America, it does so only through the grace of a similar comedo-religious ecstasy and probably the fact that the host isn't being paid. The best shows in this Bulldotta format, even though they may have been on the air for decades, is still carried through every minute of every hour, a whiff of what was in the air when Firesign was broadcasting in 1970. If not necessarily the scent of the medicinal herb the boys were so fond of, then at least a general and lasting feeling that the person behind the microphone can't quite believe that he's getting away with it. That was from Duke of Madness Motors, that segment by Taylor Jessen, Reverend Taylor Jessen. When we announced Bergman's death in Subgenius Internet Land, there were many poignant responses, of which I shall now read. We'll be right back.
From Sonic Youth, from the Sonic Nurse album Paper Cup Exit. And before that, we had a segment from the Subgenius Hour of Slack, one of the more recent ones, a tribute to Peter Bergman of the Firesign Theater, one of the four or five crazy guys. Peter passed away on Friday the 9th, I think, of March. And he was the guy from the Subgenius that Ivan Stang was reading from liner notes written by Taylor Jessen to a CD, MP3, DVD sort of collection of Firesign radio archives that was released in the last couple years. Taylor Jessen was a DJ here at KUOI back in the 90s, I guess, and he went on to be the Firesign Theater archivist. Sort of started here by digging up a cassette of the old 1974 interview of Proctor and Bergman, two members of the Firesign Theater who were in Moscow for a little entertainment thing at the Student Union building in 74, and they were interviewed up on the well, you could call it an interview. It was more just a more spontaneous stream of consciousness, Dada, comedic avant-garde satire stuff that was recorded here at QE. We played some of that on the show last week, and so Taylor Jessen of QE quoted, and Also, a segment from I Think We're All Bozos on This Bus, an album by Fireside Theater. Before that, Shockabilly, cover of Hendrix's Are You Experienced from Earth vs. Shockabilly. More Fire Sign from I Think We're All Bozos on This Bus, plus from the DVD MP3 compilation of the Fire Sign Theater radio show, Radio Hour, from the early 70s. Lubricated Goat did Beyond the Grave. Oh, all mixed with music, by the way, by Lamaro Robartis and other people. And we heard Lubricated Goat, Beyond the Grave from The Devil's Music. Clawhammer with Gut Feeling from Question Are We Not Men? Answer We Are Not Devo. More or less a cover album of the first Devo album by Clawhammer. Bloody Mannequin Orchestra before that did Streets of Saigon from Roadmap to Revolution. We had a Circumstantial Happenstance with some of Calvin Johnson's mixed in. R.L. Burnside did Alice May from Mr. Wizard. Distorted Pony before that with Death in the Turnstile from the album Punishment Room. Bob Log the Third did Bloodstone. No, did Borginging, I think, from Trike. Giant Sand did Bloodstone from the Long Stem Rant album. Sonic Youth did Rain King from Daydream Nation. We had a Circumstantial Happenstance with a bunch of Fire Sign mixed before that. Sonic Youth did Candle, also from the Daydream Nation album. The Boredoms did Super Good, mixed with Fire Sign Theater from the Super IE album. Primus did Eclectic Electric from Antipop. Shockabilly did a cover of the Beatles' Flying from the Vietnam album. And we had a nice long Circumstantial Happenstance with Fire Sign Theater there at the beginning here on 40 Acres and Clone.